this might have looked like. But with that thought, I was thinking, if those were always on his robe, that means those bells would have always been ringing. They would have always been ringing. He would have always been doing work. But, you know, it was the purpose and intent that he was always moving. He was always doing work. Those bells were always ringing. Because here in Hebrews 10, 1 through 4, it says, "For the law, having a shadow of the good things to come, and not a very image of the things, can never with these same sacrifices, which they offer continually year by year, make those who approach perfect. For when they not have ceased to be offered, for the worshippers once purified would have had no more consequences of sin. But it's those sacrifices, there is a remainder of sin every year. For it is not possible for the blood of bull and goats could take away sins." So no matter how hard the priests worked, no matter how hard and what they did, they could not completely remove sin. That means their work was never done. They never sat down. Now, to continue this thought, I'm kind of just prefacing it with this when talking about the priests, because we will start talking about a sacrifice that was perfect. And when that perfect sacrifice happened, that person did sit down. Talk about just the importance of what that statement is saying about sitting down. So, again, this is just kind of a history preface to this, because today we're going to talk about the path to sitting down. Not only are we going to talk about the path to sitting down that Jesus took, but we can also relay it to our own lives about our paths to sitting down. So we see this work that is started by Jesus in this path to sitting down. In Luke 1:30, it says, "And an angel said to her," this is an angel talking to Mary, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord will give him the throne of his father David." What do we think of when we think of the word throne? Right? A seat. A sitting place. "And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." So we see that there is this path to this throne, but it's going to take a lot of hard work. There's going to be a lot of effort and hard work that will have to go into this path to the throne. Not only will it be hard work, but we see multiple times that Jesus worked so hard, he was even able to sleep through a storm. So in Mark 4:35-39, and says, "On the same day, when evening had come, he had said to them, 'Let us cross over to the other side.' And now they had left the multitude to work. The other little boats were also with them. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, and it was so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they woke him and said to him, 'Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?' Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." I think of how hard Jesus worked. There's multiple verses talking about how hard Jesus worked. But I think of a great windstorm that arose, and he was able to sleep through it. If you ever worked so much and were so tired, you pretty much just collapsed. You can sleep anywhere. I've done some work outside. I think one of the hardest things I did once was help a concrete company remove concrete out of my basement. That was very hard work, because you had to break the pieces of concrete up and move them out. I remember just collapsing and falling asleep. There's multiple times where Jesus, due to the hard work, he pretty much just fell asleep. We also see that he also rebuked the apostles when they fell asleep when they were praying in the garden, because he knew that he had so much work to do here on earth that he really did not have time to rest. He knew that he had to do these things because his time on earth was short. That even when he rested in a boat being tossed about by the winds, he was working very hard. So also we see other instances of hard work. For he said, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me." He also said, but Jesus answered them, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working." We know this work that he did was to prepare this home in heaven, this work. Also in Mark 6:30-32, it talks about how much work he was doing that they couldn't even find a place to rest or even stop to eat. Here in Mark 6:30-32, it says, "When the apostles gathered to Jesus and they told him all things, both that they had done and that they had taught, and he said to them, 'Come aside by yourself to a deserted place and rest a while, for there were many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat.' So they departed to a deserted place in a boat by themselves." You see multiple instances where multitudes were following them, that they never really had a break. However, we know that he finished his hard work. So when Christ died and was offered on the cross, he was finally able to sit down. He was able to rest, to take his rightful place. Here in Hebrews 10:11-14, it says, "And every priest stand ministering daily, but offering repeatedly the same sacrifice which can never take away sins." I mentioned that earlier. "But this man offered, he had offered one sacrifice for sin, sat down at the right hand of God." So we know that Jesus was the perfect high priest. The high priest in the tabernacle had nowhere to sit down. Their work was never done. So this is very important here when it says that he sat down. It means that work was done. That Jesus' life was given for the remission of our sins. That the blood of bulls and goats couldn't take away, but Jesus' blood could. So he was able to sit down at the right hand of God. "From that time, willing till the enemies are made his footstool, for by one offering he is perfect forever those who are being sanctified." So we know that he sat down after his hard work. We also get that from other verses. In Hebrews 8:1. Now this is the main point of the things which we are saying. "We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens." Again, this talks about how important this is that this high priest sat down. That this work was completed. And we know that he is at the right hand of God. Because in 1 Peter 3:22 it says, "Who has gone into the heavens and is at the right hand of God. Angels and authorities and powers have been made subject to him." He has died and now is sitting at the right hand of God. And all of this power has been given to him. For he did his work. He came and he did his work and was able to sit down, being that perfect sacrifice. And in Acts 2:33, it says, "Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear." Now, what's happened now after Christ came and did his work? We see that the priest's work were never done, because no matter how many bulls and goats they sacrificed, the blood can never be that perfect blood to remove sin. And now Jesus came and died on the cross for the remission of our sins, that blood was that perfect sacrifice. So he was able to sit down. Now that work has been given to us. And that's kind of the main point that I want to talk about today, is that this work, this continual work, has been given to us. Because on this path to sitting down, what is this work? What is this path? So this work has been given to us. And I have some examples here of the apostles. So here in Acts 5 and 42, it says, "And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus is Christ." They did not cease with their work. They did not cease with their teaching. Because I also think of the Great Commission here in Matthew 28, 18 through 20. If we think about what this is saying and what they were given instruction to do. "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.'" We see that from the other verses about when he sat down on the right hand of God, that this was given to him. "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." We see that this pathway has been laid out for us to follow so we may also have a place to sit and to kind of go along with these thoughts, because we are to fight the good fight here in 1 Timothy 6, 11 through 14. "But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay a hold on eternal life, to which you were also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I urge you, in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep his commandments without spot, blameless, until your Lord Christ's appearing." So how long are we to do this fight? How long are we to do this worship? How long are we to teach others about Christ? Pretty much here in verse 14, it says that we will always do it until we meet him or until his appearing. Because I was thinking with this good fight, some of the other things that I've mentioned before in previous times that I've spoke is fight, the fight with your armor on. We talk about in Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. It talks about the belt of truth in Ephesians 6 and 14, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the word of the Spirit and prayer. We've been prepped with this armor, that we can face others, that we can continue this work. And these are our tools of this work. That it's important for each of us to do this. And I think of how important it is to be a Christian and how important it is to do this throughout the entire week. That not just on Sunday mornings or Wednesday evenings, that I'm to do this all the time. I'm to fight this good fight with this armor, teaching people the correct ways. This work, this continual work to teach people to hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized and continue in the faith. I'm to teach everyone these things. That we see that here in Acts 2:41, believe in Mark 16 and 16. We're to repent in Acts 2:38. Confess in Acts 8:35 through 38. Be baptized in 1 Peter 3:21 and continue in faith. And also, I'm just using one verse. There's multiple verses to be used here. But I'm just using one verse for this. Because as we're continuing this path to sitting down, I think of the verse, I believe in 2 Peter, that we are also a royal priesthood that has been given to us. We talked about what the word meant royal today. We talked about a kingdom, a royal priesthood. That we're a part of that royal priesthood that has been given to us. We know that the priests continually worked with the bells on them. We know that they were always working. We know when Christ came, he was continually working. And now, again, that has been given to us to continue that. In 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 5, "I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, whom will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires. Because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth, and be turned aside to the fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. I think of how important this verse is to how we are to be. I've mentioned before that there is always a season. It says, be ready in season and out of season. I think before I put up a picture of growth of when corn and wheat and everything grows. There's always something that grows throughout the year. To always be ready to plant. We talk about which soils that the gospel is spread to and where it grows. We talk about the parables of how we are to be and how we are to teach and how we are to teach each other. Because the way that I see it is there's only one true path to sitting down. That's mentioned in Revelations 3 and 21. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I overcome and sat down with my Father on his throne. I thought about this quite a bit, going all the way through from talking about the priests to thinking about Jesus' life to thinking about what we are also to do. That here on this earth, we may get tired. We may get worn down. So I'm not talking about physically sitting down, as you probably understand. I'm talking about sitting down and taking our sights off of what we should be working on, this goal. That if we are to endure all things and overcome these things, we have a place to sit. So we may get tired, we may get pulled down, we may get dragged down, but we are to overcome. I think of all these things when I try to teach others or work with others. It may be tiring, we may get pulled down, but again, if we are to overcome these things, we also have a place to sit. And it'll also be in heaven. I've talked to friends over time that used to be preachers. And they felt like they've done enough. And they don't feel like they need to work anymore. But with the verses that we just looked at, I feel like we are to work until our time has come. We are to continually work. That we may get tired, we may get pulled down, but we'll have a seat in home in heaven. I can't think of anything better. So as we think about continually working and continually building, I hope to always work. I hope to always do these things. But as we're given instruction to work. We know that Christ never ceased working. We know that the apostles never ceased working. We know that the priests never ceased working. Now I feel like that's our job. To never cease working for the kingdom of God. Because we may become tired, but we've been told that we have a throne, a place to sit once it's all over. I'd like just for that to be a thought this morning. We had studied Hebrews, and I thought that this point was very interesting in our study of Hebrews. About how important it was that it said that Christ sat down. And to think of the Jewish nation that would have understood what it meant to sit down. That it meant that everything was completed, that everything was finished. And to think that there is a verse that also says that if we do this work, we will also sit down. I was just kind of amazed when I was putting this together to think, wow, this really, all the puzzle pieces all came together. So this morning, if you would like to become a child of God, if you would like to continue this path to sitting down, we know the first parts of the path would be becoming a Christian, then continuing the work and staying in the faith. To think about what this would mean to each of us, that we would have to get started somewhere in this path to sitting down. I'd like to invite you forward as we stand and sing the song that's been selected.